Get a better broadcast, podcast, and voice over voice. Hello. I don't know why I'm laughing, but, you know, I'm a happy soul. What can I say? Hope you're happy too. I'm certainly happy that you have joined me today for this episode, 601 days in a row I've been running this. And, today, how the way we sound shapes our identities. I was thinking about this the other day. Our voices convey so much more than just information. They can tell other people something essential about who we are, our age and gender, our personality, our feelings, our temperament, our identity. And I'd like to draw your attention to another podcast that you may want to listen to if you're interested in this. The podcast is called Hidden Brain. The link is in our show notes. And the presenters look at the relationship between our voices and our identities, how advances in technology might help people with vocal impairments, and also other ethical issues around creating personalised, customised voices. Check out that episode of Hidden Brain. It's from NPR, and you can find the link to it in our show notes today. Okay, tomorrow, on the day prep to get a better voice, you're called into a studio, you're called in to do maybe some voice acting, a voiceover, or whatever it happens to be, to record something in advance, or maybe to do something live in a radio or podcast studio. How can you prepare to get the best out of your voice before you actually rock up there? I'll give you that tomorrow as we start kind of new series, if you like, all about what happens in a studio as far as directing goes. Other people directing you, and also a bit of self-directing if you're in your home studio as well, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.